Welcome into the Green Zone post-game show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, and Belton Johnson with you as the final couple of seconds tick off the clock at Mosaic Stadium and the sold-out crowd. I think we're entertained pretty darn good by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in what was and is a dominant performance over the Hamilton Tiger Cats. As the clock winds down, it appears, Daryl, for the second straight game, the Riders' defense will not allow a touchdown.
Five field goals is all they've given up in two games, right? 15 points in the last two against two top-rated teams from the East. We thought this was going to be the toughest part of the schedule. Well, if this is the toughest part of the schedule, they're going to walk to the Grey Cup.
Well, God, I'm already checking about restaurants over there in come November, fellas. Like, just watching this game, right, to me, it was another, I'll say it, it was another dominant performance by a top-tier team. Mm-hmm. Ticats, they're no slouch. And they made Bo Levi Mitchell, I don't know. I thought it was Vernon Adams out there for, you know, the interception.
He ran? Yeah. Oh, the interceptions?
And the running.
He had to run a lot, too, right?
And you're right. That defense, Daryl, you said it weeks ago. You know, with them bringing five or, you know, an extra guy.
Yeah.
When they get the one-on-ones,
yeah,
they're good, man.
Once they started bringing that fifth, they had no pressure early in the season, Belt, did they, with three and four-man rushes? But as soon as they started blitzing, bringing five, bringing six, they're unstoppable. Five, six sacks again today. It's just, and Bo Levi Mitchell is usually pretty good at knowing when that sack is coming and getting rid of it. When he has to run four times, there's pressure on Bo.
And that's helping the secondary out.
Yes.
Big time because, again, when you're getting pressure on a quarterback and things like that, the interceptions they got today.
They make each other better, don't they?
They
do, defensive line makes the secondary look good, and the secondary can make the defensive line look good. And, boy, pretty good coverage today. Ooh. A couple of interceptions, too. Yeah, that's a solid, solid defense. Man. You can give the offense good play calling, good throwing by Trevor Harris, but, oh, my goodness, that defense was just absolutely dominating.
It was.
How many sacks do they have today?
I had five last night.
I couldn't
saw.
Even Unless keep counting.
One right at the end, Jamie, but I had five.
Six.
Six, okay.
Six sacks again by this Riders defense.
And it was the interior guys getting sacks. Micah Johnson, I think he might have had two. I saw Caleb Sanders in there too, right?
So AJ Allen on a blitz.
Right. Get him at right. That's the quickest point to the quarterback where those D tackles and the middle linebackers are.
Mm-hmm. When they took Caleb Sanders out for a game or two, remember, and the pressure disappeared because he was out of the rotation. He's a good, strong player in the middle.
Oh, did he pop Bo Levi Mitchell today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are some pretty hard hits, too, including one Trevor Harris absorbed late in the game. I don't know why Trevor Harris was in the game at that point, and there's no reason to keep him in a blowout football game and risking getting hurt.
He took a huge shot. Corey Mace waved him over and said, "You're done." And Trevor Harris shook Mace off.
Yeah.
Like, literally did he did not want to come out. About a minute later, TSN caught it.
Big
you
hugs.
Could hear Trevor Harris come over. You could read his lips say,
I'm sorry.
I love you, coach. I'm sorry. And they hugged it out.
That was just the adrenaline. That's all it was.
And you want them to be like that. And then they laughed about it. But you know what? It's not loud. There's no reason for Trevor Harris to have taken that last hit. So get him out of there. They could have done it against Montreal, too. And I know he doesn't want to come out of the game, but you've got to do that. He's a huge, important commodity for this football team. Don't risk him.
1-877-332-8255. Riders win 29-9. They're 8-1. Their best start since 2013, when they also started 8-1 on the season. Now, just so you know, let's set the table. We do have a full bank of calls already. When we say goodbye to somebody, hit redial and try to get back in. It's going to be a busy show over the next 2 hours. Of course, Britton Gray will bring you the post-game audio. Let's start with Evan. First off, Evan, your thoughts on the Riders' 29-9 win over Hamilton.
Well, I got a couple. Well, it's all good. You can't really complain about too much of what's going on. Kicking game, yeah, for sure. It's hard to complain when you're winning. Really, it is. But really, what I have the weirdest complaint about has nothing to do with football. TSN played a commercial for American Watermelon Buy American. I don't understand what the heck the Buy American. I'm in Colombia. I'm not even in Canada, but I'm watching commercials. Buy American. I'm like, what kind of landscape is this?
You know the riders are good. Caller, first caller is a watermelon commercial.
Okay. Well, that's appropriate. The Riders fans need
to buy
watermelon.
Yes, they do. They need to buy watermelon.
Buy local.
Well, I did. I mean, you know, you talk about the fans, right? And I was just telling Daryl earlier how that's the loudest I've seen that stadium in a long time, fellas.
But, Evan, overall, you're in Colombia?
I am. I'm in Colombia. I watch all the games.
On that CFL Plus or whatever it is?
What's that?
On CFL Plus or whatever it is that they have? Is that the...
I pay for the TSN app. I do pay.
Okay.
But I have to stream it because they won't allow it here. I paid for it, and then I started using it, and they're like, it's blocked in your country. And I was like, oh, no, what the heck?
Yeah. What do you think overall of where this team's going in 2025?
There's not a lot to complain about. We got kicking problems. Our offense is awesome. Corey Mays is doing what I've been saying for decades. The offense and defensive line are king. He does it for defensive side. You need to have a strong base so that the skill players have the time and the effort to do it. If the defensive and offensive line can't put in that base first, skill players, there's always a better player out there. There's only the one the best. But there's always people that you can just bring in and just make better base to everything, and Mays is showing it.
No, the depth of this team is impressive. I thought it was going to be tested. Thankfully, Shane Ray and Malik Kearney did come back into the game. They leg-whipped each other.
Yeah.
Shane Ray was tackled to the ground, and his leg flipped around and caught Malik Kearney. Both their shins hit, but they both came back into the game. Micah Johnson went down. He came back in the game, had a sack. So, Evan, thanks for the call from Columbia to get us started on this post-game show as the Riders are 8-1 to start the season. Bob in Saskatoon. Bob, what are you thinking on this Saturday afternoon?
Well, I agree. This is a hard part of the schedule. We're going to have a good time, and hopefully they keep their focus, though. And when we do get some of the weaker teams, we still play hard. But Calgary is going to give us a test as well as Winnipeg. So those are a couple of games coming up I'm looking forward to. And yes, the defense sure looked good. Milligan had quite a game. Our offense, they started slow first couple of series, but took off, and Lather had a couple of misses there that should have had, but give him 3 points for the long one to take care of the 2 points he got on, or 3 points he got on the missed ones. So kind of broke even there. We could have had a few more seconds on my song, but unfortunately, that didn't happen.
If Lather makes those kicks, you might have got the whole darn thing today, Bob.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and I was cheering on, you know. But those eggs sure sounded good, Belton.
They didn't make it all the way through the show.
Well, they almost didn't make it through the commercial break.
Yeah, you can hear you guys chewing.
Sorry, we'll turn off our mics next time.
We get 29 seconds, and just a real good all-around game. Unfortunately, like I said, the special teams were a little bit off there, and they had that one fumble there. But the defense came through, and they didn't get any points off of that, and they were, you know, within a field goal on that play. And I kind of shook my head there, but then all of a sudden the defense pulls through again. So
offense good, defense good, kicking game.
A little slack there. And then TSN, they said, it's kind of tough for the kickers because of the swirling wind. And I'm thinking, Hamilton didn't miss any kicks.
Tough
for the kickers? So I don't know if you heard that when TSN said
I saw it. I'm like, stop trying to make excuses, Red Blather. Mark Leggio's perfect tonight, right?
That's exactly what I thought, too. So we'll see what Les has to say when you get a hold of him.
Well, Bob, here's your 29 seconds. Girls under those stadium lights, sing along, live the night. All the beers and the ears gonna fly on Bob's victory song.
I get tired of that song. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, what?
Well, 8 times.
There might be 9 or 10 more of those the way this season's going for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. That's Bob's victory song. Dallas. I almost tweeted about Dallas today. I said, Dallas probably already called after the first missed 28-yard field goal. I'm like, Dallas might be on the line waiting to talk to us on the postgame show already.
Well, Jamie, don't you normally say, or well, I shouldn't say normally, you should have tweeted about me, but you've said, I think, over the past couple of years, people tweet to you about some of my calls because some people love me or some people hate me. It's kind of like Conspiracy Kevin, right?
But at least they have an opinion.
Well, and that's okay. Hey, I'm not discouraging people. That's totally fine. Kind of like I'm giving my opinion. Now, I want to start with the positives here. This was a great win, and this was another dominating victory, which I said this was kind of step one of three. We need to beat Hamilton. Calgary's next, and then back-to-back for Winnipeg games. And then I would jump on the bandwagon that we could be in Grey Cup contention. But before I get into what I deem, just like you have a difference of what you deem to be contenders or contention, I want to talk about the officiating. In the first quarter, and maybe it's just the way that I saw this, I believe it should have been offensive pass interference. I can't remember the two players, but where they called it was defensive pass interference against us. I personally thought this was going to be a setup where this could be a bad officiating type of game. I don't understand based on how that transpired. Maybe you guys want to talk a little bit about that after I'm kind of done. Well, I'll try to obviously be brief on my rant. But I wasn't too impressed with that just because I believe I'm fair when it comes to calls that are against the Riders. I think our defensive player had already tripped on the Hamilton's offensive player. So I think it could have been offensive pass interference. This is my 2 cents.
So are you talking about the Tavon Campbell play or the challenge?
Well, no, maybe it was the Tavon Campbell play, like right in the first quarter. That's
okay.
All I know.
Yeah.
Like it was
right
it
at
was,
the start.
Yeah, and okay. Then they called it was against us. So I thought that I didn't really believe that could have been something that should have happened. But I mean, whatever it is, what it is, the officiating seemed to be fairly decent after that fact. As far as that goes, though, again, the wind, how TSN, I mean, Bob already talked about that. Like, how long do we have to go? I've already coined a name for Corey Mace. I'm calling him Molasses Mace. Okay. And I call him Molasses because I believe this is going to be a Paul McCallum. I'm making a prediction. I'm not betting anything. I'm not betting stakes or anything like that. I'm going to tell you guys, and this is where I talk about contention. If Molasses Corey Mace doesn't make a change to Brett Lawther, he's going to cost us the Grey Cup if we make it. I'm telling you, he's going to be this generation's Paul McCallum. He, 1 of 4, the wind was not the problem because we've been going through this for the last 4 years. How many times does this need to happen? Just because he miraculously made, the only thing that saved him was that 59-yarder when the wind was at his back. And I mean, I still think, and personally, bring back Tyler Capigna. Everybody's talking about how we don't have an established kicker. Bring back Tyler Capigna. He didn't have as good of a kicking regimen either, but he has a better stats than what Lawther does. So bottom line, prediction is if we make it to the Grey Cup, everybody prediction, Nostradamus, we're going to lose the Grey Cup, and rightfully so, because Brett Lawther, if he doesn't get kicked already, we're going to lose it based on his foot, and there's nobody to blame besides Molasses Mace. I'll let you guys talk about that. Thanks for taking my call.
Dallas, thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. I know we're going to get more calls on Brett Lawther tonight.
Oh, 2 for 5 today.
2 for 5.
Yep.
He missed 3 kicks under, I think.
Well, one was 40-something, but the
42.
Two or less than 35.
28 yards, and I forget what the other one was. It was like, 40-something.
Oh, is that long?
Fellas. Okay. People are losing confidence in them.
Lost confidence, not
okay.
Losing.
Okay, good. Cause
lost.
I'm sitting there in the stands. I think everybody was about like me, just sitting there like, oh, my God, is he going to hit this or not? And, oh, man.
You know what tells me an awful lot about it?
They need to bring somebody, and I'm with Dallas.
That one that he made, 58, 59 yards yep. With the win.
Right before the half.
Yep. Did you see the team come on the field to celebrate?
Yeah.
That's because they want to give him confidence because he doesn't have it. And they want to say, hey, this is great, this is great. But it's just not.
Well, he's a great teammate. They want him to succeed.
This is a business, fellas.
But they also know his job's on the line, especially when he missed the 28-yarder.
And then they missed two other short ones into the wind. But Mark Leggio, his went right down the middle into the wind. And he's the guy who doesn't kick in Saskatchewan in the wind.
And that was like a 40-something, wasn't it? The one Leggio kicked?
38.
Was it 38?
His longest of the day was 38. So I think that was it.
I didn't think it was going to go, but he put it right through there. The I couldn't believe it.
The wind didn't bother him.
No.
And he doesn't kick here as much.
I agree with Dal. Doesn't there have to be a kicker here next week?
Next week.
You think there will be?
Next week. Somebody should be on the way like now, like in a couple hours.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, like, for day one of practice, shouldn't there be another field goal kicker?
There should be. Do you guys think there will be? I would say absolutely
his percentage is what, like?
Well, after today, I think he's back at about 70%.
All I'm just saying is everything is boding well, real good for this team right now. And it would suck to miss a kick with the game on the line down the road.
And that's just it. That's where it ends. Does Corey Mace, in a clutch situation, truly feel that when you roll Brett Lawther out from 47 yards, that's a no-doubter? Not a chance.
Jamie, let the O-line or somebody give up sacks like or something in a game or miss blocks. I almost want to say it's consistent right now with Lawther. You know, it's almost a 50-50 feel, you know, when he's kicking and everything, right?
Actually, his percentage tonight with these kicks has dropped to 66%. He's 22 of 33.
It's 2 out of 3, man.
So 2 out of 3, 66%. That is nowhere good enough
in
Pro Bowl.
That's back in Jack Abinchan days. That's when the offensive lineman did the kicking.
Oh, well,
can't happen. 1-877-332-8255. Brian's in Saskatoon. Do you want to follow up on the conversation about the kicker? How are you feeling about this 29-9 win and an 8-1 start to the season?
Well, I'm pretty pumped. This is the second game in a row now. This team has not taken its foot off the gas, you know, and kept their foot on their throat type thing, especially the defense. I mean, just think how good this offense is going to be once we get Emlis and Schaefer Baker back. But going to the Lawther thing, I mean, it's sad to say, but it's time to part ways with him. I mean, yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great teammate, and he's good for the community. But I'm sure, like Dallas said, you get in the playoffs, and it's a tight game. No, you can't rely on him, and he's got to go. It's sad to say. But anyway, great job you guys are doing. That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Brian, always appreciate your call. And that's just it. Optimism abound in Rider Nation. Yeah. Back-to-back, absolute start to fit. Well, not maybe not start. But
slow start.
Finished off.
We were wondering about them after their bye week, but they got it together pretty quickly.
They just dominated 29-9. Thankfully, Scott Milanovich isn't too aggressive, or maybe he could have stretched that lead a little bit better than 6-0 with two field goals
game. Those were silly. I didn't know what he was doing, thinking that it was going to be a close-scoring game. I think I would have gambled on at least one of those.
So you can hit redial right now. Get in here on the Green Zone post-game show. One line is now open to see. We said good afternoon to Brian. We'll have more of your calls coming up. 1-877-332-8255. Your thoughts on the Riders. Midway point of the season, 8-1. Easily the best team in the league. But Brett Lawther still feels the heat from Rider Nation. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, and Belton Johnson on this Saturday afternoon after a matinee affair saw the Rough Riders improve to 8-1, their best start since 2013, with a 29-9 dominating victory over the Hamilton Tiger Cats. As what did they rattle off there? 26 unanswered points, I think it was, after being down 6-0. They got it to 26-6. Yeah. The Rough Riders took over that one midway through the second quarter and onwards. As we'll go back to the fan line, 1-877-332-8255. Les, how are you feeling tonight?
Well, it's not night, and I am exhilarated, boy. What a great afternoon game. You know, that it's lovely to see the kids out, the fans out, and build those stands from the television version. It looked fantastic and fun, guys. That's what Family Day Rider is all about. And, yeah, we come out and we dominated. And first quarter, like Bob said, was a little shaky. Thanks, Bob, for the song, by the way. I've been rocking on. And, yeah, and Dallas is right on the kicking. And as far as kicker, you know, coming in for practice right away, why haven't we got one? Locker's only gotten worse throughout the season. And a little wee breeze comes up and he can't hit it. And no, that's no excuse. He's a pro kicker. Let's get her done. And otherwise, the whole day was good.
Less. And that's just it. Like, I have to actually look at Brett Lawther's numbers for just home and away games.
Just look at it for today. That's enough. Jamie.
You look at some of those days, and it started with the Hamilton game in Hamilton. Missed three kicks. He went 2 for 5. Missed two against the Calgary Stampeders at home. He missed one against Edmonton at home. He missed one against Montreal. He missed three against Hamilton. He's only had, what, 1, 2, 3 games out of the 9 where he's been perfect this season. He's missed a kick in every other game, multiple kicks in what, 1, 2, 3 of those games. There needs to be competition. Football, yeah. Pro ball's about competition. There has to be competition now for Brett Lawther's job at 66% at the midway point of the season. 1-877-332-8255. Les, thanks for the call. That line just got filled up. As we go to Gene in North Battleford. Gene, your thoughts on the Riders' 29-9 win and 8-1 start to the season.
Gene in North Battleford, she just said it.
Did she just run away from the phone? Okay.
No.
Where?
Right here.
Where are we going? Where are the Riders going this year?
They're going to the Grey Cup.
Grey Cup in Winnipeg.
Yeah, because the winds will carry him there.
There you go.
The wind.
Okay, I got to know the you're from out of town. Clearly, on the
no, I'm not.
This wasn't windy. This is the normal breeze.
Alfred. Proper.
Right on. So going to the Grey Cup. That's the prediction from the watch party in North Battleford.
Yes. Definitely. And I must say, the lack of melon heads is quite disturbing.
You want to see more watermelons being worn by Rider Nation?
Yes. And the line of scrimmage is way past due.
There you go. The watch party in North Battleford. More watermelon helmets. That is the request for Rider Nation. I think they should start. At that watch party, they should start carving them out, start handing them out up in North Battleford.
Just don't buy the American ones.
Not the American ones. Yeah, Evan in Columbia wasn't. I have to know more about that commercial.
That was on his Columbia TV set.
I imagine that's what it was.
Yeah.
That it wasn't actually aired on TSN, or there'd be riots.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Caden up next. Caden, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty great. Once again, it is not night. It's the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah. See, force of habit. I'm not used to doing a post-game show in daylight, Caden. Thank you.
All good. So I'm just going to start this off with an apology here. My dad, who is sitting next to me, called me out on this. I jinxed AJ Ouellette there because up until midway through the fourth quarter there, he had not ran for a lot, like he had not gotten tackled for a loss. So he was having a phenomenal game up until that, and I had said something about it. So I just want to send my personal apology to AJ Ouellette, if you're listening. I am sorry. That's my fault. I'll take that one on the chin. I want to second thing. Trev over Bo. That's simply put. This may be a homer take, but still, I prefer Trev over Bo.
Today our, for sure.
Our I made quite an amazing decision. I threw Bustelli in there on my fantasy team right before the game, and that was quite honestly the best decision I could have made this year in terms of fantasy. That's not saying much because I didn't even pick my team last week. But our defense looked really good. I think Tavon is quietly becoming one of the best defensive backs in the CFL. I like how he's playing, and what was that, 6 sacks today? Like, our defense is playing really well. I mean, aside from this start there, our defense looked really good. And I'm gonna touch on this on the kicking debate here. Here's the thing. I agree with Dallas, like, you need to bring in another kicker, but also you can't. Because that, like,
why?
You can't ruin a good thing right now. This team has chemistry. Like, I get it's a business, but you can't. I think you should, but you can't. So, I mean, let me know your guys' thoughts on this whole thing. And, let's hope we go 9-1 against Calgary next week.
Caden, thanks so much for the call. Good call on Joe Robustelli. Daryl thought he was going to eat today. He didn't quite eat. I think Keyshawn Johnson probably gets the nod for that one, or Dante Myers. But yeah. Joe Robustelli did get a touchdown. Sure. Trevor did definitely outplay Bo. It wasn't even close.
Gosh, yeah.
But.
Yeah, get to the real thing, Jamie.
Would it rattle the locker room if you brought in a kicker? Because Brett's a leader and a captain?
No, it is not. Because ball players, you see the struggle, right? And like I told you guys, when I had good kickers, they walk out on the field, everybody's confident. And what I'm seeing,
they're not even watching.
They're not watching. They're not confident. And for them to go up, like you said there, Daryl, I think Daryl said that was, you know, when he made it, all the guys went up the, you know, like, yeah, way to go.
Yeah. Trying to get him back.
You need to be consistent and doing your job.
Yeah, you need to meet the 28-yarder, the 38-yarder, the 42-yarder. Great, you kicked a 59-yarder into the wind.
And they can't just bring
with
in a
the
guy.
Wind, sorry.
They can't just bring in a guy now and say, you're our kicker. And
might push him a little bit, right?
And then cut Lawther, though, because or at least put him on the back burner because – he's done as soon as you do that. And if they do it with Lawther, they'd have to do it before Labor Day to save money on veterans' contracts, right? The way that the contracts work. It might be the time to do it, Jamie, but...
Not cut him, just bring some competition.
Yeah, and then you have kickoffs in practice to go, okay, here we go. Here's the...
Usually if you bring somebody in, that pushes you a little bit.
Usually
like,
what they do with kickers is just replace them with somebody else. Mm. That's what I see in the CFL, even over the years, even with veterans. You make your decision and you move on. I don't think that you can bring somebody in and have him lurking around with Brett Lawther. You either make the move or live with him right now.
1-877-332-8255 as we continue here on the Green Zone post-game show on a lovely Saturday afternoon.
So say good afternoon to the phone.
Good afternoon, Terry, Buffalo Pound.
All right, Terry, we can teach him tricks.
Terry, what are you thinking this afternoon on the Riders' 29-9 win and an 8-1 start?
Well, that was pretty close to a boot fucking there. If a couple of those near interceptions would have been interceptions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was just going to say to a good old Bo there, be careful what you wish for. All week they're plugging, bring on the Riders. Well, he got to face the Riders and didn't go so well for him. And finally, I want to show some love for Brett. Like, because he's been struggling this year, I purposely watched all the place kickings really closely. And the very first one, the ball was placed and it was leaning hard. And I said he's going to miss before he even kicked it, and he missed it. And the last one, if you watch the replay, he kicked the laces square on. So there's many links in that chain to kicking a perfect field goal. So I want to show him a little bit of love, but yes, bring in something to give him a kick in the butt.
Yeah, I like that. Bring somebody to get some kick in the butt, man.
And it is, and Joe Couch is a new holder for him. Absolutely, but it's nine weeks in. And if Joe's training, if Joe's not doing the job, his punting hasn't been incredible. Okay, if that's not working, find somebody else.
Coach today was pretty good.
Kicking is one of the most important parts of the Canadian Football League.
That's what I'm saying. You make the decision and you go one way or you go the other. I don't think you just leave your veteran in limbo like this. You either decide he's good enough. NFL is different from this league, I know, in an awful lot of ways. But when they dump, even when they dump a veteran kicker, what do? Do they bring in a guy and challenge your veteran? No. They say, you're our guy. Because the guy you bring in, you want him to have confidence too, right?
1-877-332-8255. Riders, 29-9 win, 8-1 on the season. Ivan, how are you feeling about this football team?
Hey, fellas, how's everybody doing today on this wonderful afternoon?
Yes, we're doing great this afternoon. Yes, Ivan.
Hey, just a few quick comments, guys. What a win today. I remember the press when, and even some of the guys on the panel today, Jamie, when we played. Remember when we played Montreal on the second? And going into that game, everybody was like, okay, it's the best in the West versus the best in the East. Watch out for Percival Molson Stadium. The wind is horrible there. That game, my friends, was over after 8 minutes and 19 seconds of the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the same thing. I remember all the press going through the week. Oh, it's a it's going to be a feature game. It's going to be a statement game. You know what this was, guys? I would call this, I think a better word for this game is a consolidation game. As a fan, I would take everything that we have, which is a lot on this team, and everything that we don't after we won and say, okay, is this going to be enough to win the next game, or is this going to be enough to win the cup? And you know what, guys? I'm going to call it. I really don't like to do this halfway through the season, but I think we're going to roll over everybody else, even if we take a few losses, but we're going to bring that cup home where it belongs. That's point number one. Number two, I think it's up to, don't you guys think that Calgary and BC are just going to have, they have no choice but to beat the tar out of each other for the next few weeks? Because we're far ahead. We're front running, our game was over. This game was over after the 10 minute and 51 second mark of the second quarter. Bo Levi Mitchell, the leading passer in the league, didn't throw a single touchdown. We got a good team, guys, and I think, because of the ghosts of years of disasters past, maybe we're a little bit, just a hair too hard on the guys. All except for Lawther, which is my final point. I agree with Belton that, man, dude, 2 for 5?
Mm.
What the heck? 2 for 5, I mean, that's high school ball. If he doesn't get his poopsies together by the next game, can him. Go after somebody else. Bring two guys in and let them duke it out. Let them feel the pressure. Football is about winning, guys, and 3 points in the third week of October could mean a lot of things for us.
Ivan,
that's all I got, my friends.
That's a great call. Thank you so much for it. And I hope it doesn't come across as we're beating up on the guys. This is an 8-1 team. We're going to do midterm grades next week on the Green Zone. There's going to be a lot of A's handed out. Yeah. This is a good. The defensive line has turned into a dominant force. The secondary is improving because the defensive line is improving.
Mm-hmm.
The receiving core is deep for days. They're doing stuff without Kean Schaefer-Baker and Sam Amelis. Trevor Harris is humming along.
I'm hearing all A's.
AJ Alette's over 100 yards combined rushing.
Okay.
The offensive line's barely letting Trevor Harris get touched.
Everything looking good, Jamie. Yeah.
One spot.
Come on, Jamie. Bring it home.
And the kicking game is exceptional.
The punting's not bad.
He's one of the punter is not
they're coming
great.
Up though. You're right.
They are.
Yeah.
There's one blemish.
Yeah.
Right now.
I could pick one more blemish.
What's the other one?
The return game.
Yeah. McCray had that one.
I'm just saying, I know Mario offers McCray he's with coming them. Back and everything, mm-hmm. but McCray, I think I've seen a couple games, trying
to You're right.
Catch it and bobbled it and one hit.
That could have twisted this whole game. What was that, a 14-point game when that happened?
Yeah.
And he fumbled it. And Hamilton got it on the 20, and what happens? Roland Milligan Jr. comes up with a huge interception at the goal line off Bo Levi Mitchell.
That's right.
Or Boy, this could have got real interesting.
That's the closest anybody's gotten to that end zone in a long time. Oh, no, the first drive today they were close.
They were right
too,
down there. Yeah. Probably could have gone for it rather than kick the field goal into the wind or with the wind. But anyway.
No touchdowns. Two full games without a touchdown against the two best teams in the East.
Mm. Up next, the second best team in the West, the Calgary Stampeders. More coming up. Thanks for your patience. Ivan, the line is now open if you want to hit redial 1-877-332-8255 on this Saturday afternoon after a matinee domination from the Riders 29-9 and an 8-1 start to the season. Let us know what you think at 1-877-332-8255 right here on the Green Zone post-game show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show on this Saturday afternoon as the Riders roll to a 19-9 win or 29-9 win over the Hamilton Tiger Cats and an 8-1 start to this season. We'll get right back to the fan line. Full lines are right now. Keith, you're coming up next, but first, we need to hear what the play of the game is.
It might have made you or maybe just made you
come on.
It's time for the play of the game.
I actually can't believe what the play of the game is going to be. I actually can't believe it. The play of the game, Daryl, is
a video review challenge.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah.
How hypocritical.
Man, it's so great. I'm so glad that the God Center stepped in and gave the Rough Riders part of this victory, man. That wasn't pass interference, but the God Center decided it was after the Joe Robustelli running down the right sidelines. Trevor Harris throws to him. Robustelli, I don't know, couldn't quite catch it. No flag thrown. Fans go crazy when they see the replay. Corey Mace throws his challenge flag. The God Center looks at it. Challenge upheld. First down, Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They're winning. What they were losing? No, they were
winning.
They were up 9-6 at the time, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And that set up the touchdown from Trevor Harris to Tommy Neal. Put them ahead 16-6. So what a great call by the guy.
It was Corey Mace. So Corey Mace was the play of the game on the challenge.
Challenging that play with that you and I, Jamie, you got to admit, when you and I looked at it, there's no way in the world we thought
there was passing. Well, when Robustelli put his hand out towards the DB, I'm like, okay, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't overturn this.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, interesting. That they did overturn it and call it defensive pass interference.
Did you think so?
I didn't think it was defensive pass interference.
I thought it was from my view.
I didn't think it had enough evidence to overturn it.
The receiver was trying to fight to get the ball there, I thought, right?
Okay.
And the DB just kind of shielded him off.
He's allowed to. He can shield. But I didn't really see a push or anything. I just thought it was body position. Well,
y'all sit way over there. This is on my sideline.
It put the Riders in total control of the football game. Mace had another
Eagle Eye Johnson.
There you go, Pelton.
Texted Corey Mace. Challenge it, Corey. Challenge it. Yeah. I saw it.
Are you defensive pass interference. Their walkie-talkie conversations and say, "Hey, challenge it." I couldn't believe they challenged it.
I can't believe Daryl Davis gave the command center the play of the game.
Well, they had a huge part in the game, and that's what I hate that the command center has any part in a game. There was no call on it. Like the other night, what game was that? The Toronto game, right?
Toronto Edmonton.
There's no way in the world there should have been a penalty called on it, so they review it and then add a penalty to it. I think the game is better without the command center, and this is my point that I'm proving once again, because that totally gave the Rough Riders momentum. I didn't think it was a penalty. I didn't think it should have been challenged, and when I saw it challenged, I thought that doesn't have enough evidence to overturn it. Wrong on all three of them, and hooray for the God Center.
Corey Mace's challenge is the play of the game to give the Riders some favorable field position to extend their lead to 16-6.
Maybe that will stop people from saying the command center, replay center, God center, whatever they call it, is opposing always the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, because there seems to be that sentiment that everybody thinks, the Rough Riders never get a break. Well, they certainly got one tonight.
All right, let's go right back to the fan line. Keith in Saskatoon. Keith?
This afternoon, I mean, not tonight.
Oh, yes, this afternoon. Keith, how are you feeling after a 29-9 win over the Tiger Cats?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's really a pleasure to be able to be driving back to Saskatoon in the sunlight on Highway 11 on a glorious afternoon. after seeing the Riders dismantle the Ticats. I want to rattle through four quick points. Number one, my game ball tonight goes to the entire defense. Gentlemen, it's been 122 minutes of CFL game action since the Riders surrendered a touchdown. And to do that in the Canadian Football League is incredible. Tonight, when Dre McCray has one doink off his helmet and the Ticats get glorious field position, Agent Zero makes the interception, the Ticats don't score a touchdown. To me, that's incredible. Point number two, about the Brett Lauther situation replacement, heck yeah. Jack Abinchan, Paul McCallum, Dave Ridgway, Warren Keene, Luca Kanji, Bob McCready, wherever you are, I would take you right now. I need some competition for Lauther because I love the fact we're 8-1. But invariably, when we get into the playoffs, it comes down to a one-game tournament, and you don't want it to be decided on missing a field goal. So, again, that's why I really feel we need some replacements in to really pressure Lauther. Point number three, I said I love the Rider defense tonight, but I got to single at one guy who's a bit of my bad books, and that's Ali Saad. And maybe it's unfair to criticize him. I know he's a first-round draft pick this year, a first-year Rider. But to me, the guy should play roller derby because he plays every game like he's on roller skates. He's being pushed around by the offensive line of the other team. And, again, I hope I'm proven wrong, but I don't know if he's worthy of that first-round draft selection because what Canadian content is so important for this team and for any team in the CFL. Point number four, Jamie, you were asking earlier, what do people think of the Grey Cup run right now? I'm not yet on the Rider bandwagon for we're going to Winnipeg in the third Sunday in November winning a Grey Cup. I'm old enough to remember Ian Sunter in 72, Tony freaking Gabriel in 76. See, the next three games are the gut punch of the season. Calgary, Winnipeg, Winnipeg. We cannot go over in these next three games. I need to see some, at least give me one W in the next three games to give me some sense that, you know, we've got some long-term opportunities this season. Because, again, I love the fact we're 8-1, but Winnipeg is our kryptonite. And Calgary, you know what they did to us about a month and a half ago in Mosaic. So, again, good afternoon, gentlemen. Go Riders, 8-1. And let's bring on Calgary next Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, Keith. Thank you so much for the call on Highway 11. I imagine there's a lot of out-of-towners loving a drive home in the sunlight on a day like today. Get one win, Keith.
Yeah,
they can win all three.
They could. I think they can.
We said this 5-game stretch, if they come out of it 4-1, pretty impressive. You know, we even said 3-2 wouldn't be bad, but that they had to come out with a winning record out of this five. They're 2-0 already. They're gonna. So I guess if they only win one, they're still 3-2 out of this 5-game stretch, and that's pretty decent for what we thought was the toughest. But they're just cruising.
Well, and to me, I think the difference is the defense.
Oh, gosh, you know, yeah.
You start with that Alouettes game, right? Once they started bringing the five or you know, adding in, getting one-on-ones, that defense has made
when you
quarterbacks.
Say one-on-ones. Sorry, when you like it's five front guy, five defensive guys against five offensive linemen, right? Mm-hmm. And that's when they've been winning.
Okay, that's when they've been winning, or when they bring that extra guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know Bo Levi's stats as far as passing the day.
Terrible. But,
1 yards.
Yeah. Well, and they did the same thing, you know, Bethel Clout, you know, last week or the week before. Now, Bo Levi, to me, Bo Levi is at the top, man. And when they neutralized him the way they did today, and don't get it wrong now, the Ticats are a good road team. I think they were 4-1 before today on the road. Mm-hmm. So they play
on the road. I think
they're 4-1 on the road this season.
Now they are.
Yeah. They only lost one, I thought.
Okay.
And, you know, so they are a good team, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the way they pressured him, got picks.
Six sacks.
Wow. Like
they made Bo Levi run four times. I don't think he wanted to run that often.
And I think whatever their defensive concept has been lately, if they keep doing that, they're going to be just fine.
They had to add that rusher, though.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we were talking they were bringing 3-4 guys early on and getting no pressure. And hoping for turnovers and weren't getting it. But now they're bringing five and creating even more turnovers because there's more pressure.
Now let's go to Dave. Dave, you want to talk about that Corey Mace challenge? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Just three really quick points. Number one, I am out here on the Okanagan Lake swinging my Rider jersey around, just like I told you on the Green Zone, screaming Rider Nation is not Swifty fans. number two, Belton, we are absolutely loving your recipe from yesterday here at work. It's absolutely fantastic, my man, as always. But thirdly, I had texted Belton at the end of the second quarter, and I said, you know, that was an outstanding call that Corey Mace challenged, because after that happened, you'd figure, hey, we don't know what's going to happen in the second half. And the Riders never slowed down, and they blew out basically the top offensive team in the league. So have a great day, guys. But I thought that was the play of the game. I agree with Daryl.
The Swifty fans are welcome on the Rider bandwagon. I just want to clarify that.
We have a different reason for that one being the play of the game, but it did turn things around completely. I still don't think it should have been, as I said, but it certainly gave the Rough Riders the real impetus to win this football game.
Yeah.
And Swifties, I know you're a Swifty, Jamie, so I don't want to, if you want to move on.
I know plenty of them who are wearing Rider jerseys at Mosaic Stadium today. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Ken in Saskatoon. Ken, what are you thinking after an 8-1 start to the season and another beatdown this time at the expense of the Tiger Cats?
I got a few things. First quarter, I was thinking, well, maybe we got to see whether we can decline the buys, because we don't go to the buys very well. No, we wanted to find those. The other thing that I started thinking is that the time that you would have brought in a kicker would have been during this bye to get them ready. And since they didn't, I think their next kicker is on some NFL roster right now, in the preseason roster. They've identified somebody that they're going to be able to bring on up after the cuts happen. Mm. And then the last thing, and I haven't seen any money from you guys. Every time you call Robustelli found money, that is a trademark infringement. I get a call.
I'd like to see the paperwork, Ken. I need to see the paperwork on that one. But yes, I believe there's a different clause for media to be able to use phrases like found money and not have to pay for them.
Yeah,
we're not using it for any promotional or benefit for us.
We stole it. Should we admit it? We stole it?
We're borrowing
it.
1-877-332-8255. Ken, thanks for the call. Interesting note about maybe it is. Wait till cuts, but then you have to go with an American kicker.
Can't see them
the ratio.
And you know what? The American kickers kick off a tee too, don't they? Right, for field goals.
No, so they don't kick off. They get off straight off the ground.
Okay. All right, so it's different, but it's different. So and different angles, different things. I have. When's the last time we have seen an American kicker come in halfway through the season? I don't ever remember one.
Whew. I'd have to go back.
So you got to get somebody who's been in the league or around the league for a while. Are they making? They're not making a move. I can't imagine. I'm not saying they shouldn't, Belton. They aren't going to do it. Oh. Well, you've heard Corey Mace talk about Brett Lawther and what they think about him. You saw how the team reacts. See that too. I don't think they're going to make a change.
He's 66%.
I know, and I'm not sticking up for him. I'm saying that they're not going to make a change.
Oh man, they have two fellas.
I'm not sold they need to make a change. They need to put a fire under his butt and bring in a kicker and have some sort of kickoff.
I think you either change him or leave him.
1-877-332-8255. As we continue here on the Green Zone Post Game Show, a lot more coming. More time for your calls. That line's now open. After Ken's going to go see a lawyer about found money. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. This is the Green Zone post-game show. Hope everybody enjoyed the game today. You should have, unless you were a Tiger Cats fan. 29-9 the final. The Rough Riders, another dominant win. Not quite from start to finish. It was more from second quarter on is when they dominated the Tiger Cats, but an 8-1 start to the season. And we have a full bank of calls on the fan line at 1-877-332-8255 if you want to hit redial and get in. You can. Glenn sounds like on the road back to Saskatoon. Glenn, what are you thinking after this Riders win today?
Complete effort. I mean, they did, right? I mean, there's always room for improvement. The D-line seemed to struggle a little bit after they lost Carney there. Is there any word on what the injury is?
Carney did come back into the game. He did return later on in the game. He and Shane Ray leg whipped each other. Shane Ray got thrown to the ground, so it was like their shins collided, and they both were able to shake it off. So that was a good sign, Glenn.
Yeah, because when he went out, the D-line just seemed to weaken a bit. Like, they're still good, but just they weren't the same, right? So just worried about him and injury. But, no, it's good team trying to win. Except that never going to be perfect. We're not going to mollywop everyone, but bring on the Stamps. You got to beat the best team.
Yeah, bring on the Stamps. They're the only team the Riders haven't defeated this year. That's it. Yeah. Just the Calgary Stampeders. So, and the Bombers. They haven't played the Bombers yet. So, the Stampeders will be coming off a bye week going into this game against the Rough Riders. So maybe the Riders can return the favor after the Riders had a slow start in that smoke delay
game.
Maybe
get a smoke delay in the Calgary, right?
They could do that because they haven't come up with a policy.
Apparently it helps the road game. That's true. It hasn't had...
But Malik Carney, when Malik Carney and Shane Ray went out, I was like,
that looks scary.
Boy.
But
they both came back in the game. Yeah. Micah Johnson also went out. He also came back in the game. Yeah. As six sacks. That's a huge.
Again.
Reason they're finishing is that defensive line at the end of games is finishing.
Yeah, they've got nine players rotating through there. And I know they're saying Saad isn't playing very well, but he's helping out at least a little bit with the rotation and keeping people fresh. Caleb Sanders is playing really well when they get him in there too, man. What a
so
force
strong,
he is,
man.
Isn't he? Yeah, and Rose and Johnson are such great veteran tackles on the inside. Shane Ray proved he can play. Malik Carney, didn't you ask AJ Allen the other day on the Green Zone, Jamie,
who's the MOP of the defense?
And he said Malik Carney. Yep, so
he said Carney.
So Carney's played well. Jameer Thurman's always pretty good in the middle. But bringing that extra guy, Belton, maybe they listened to us because we talked about that the first two or three games. We said, this is a great defensive line. Why aren't they getting any pressure? They got to bring an extra guy, we said. So I'm glad they listened to us.
Well, I know at least Craig Reynolds listens to us because he knew about Locker's jet black beard dye bet if it wasn't a sellout.
It was a sellout.
Yeah. So
we haven't mentioned that, though. Well, you did talk about how the fans, loud the crowd was.
It was, man. Sitting out there, right, and just whenever it was second and long or third and whatever, the fans brought it, man.
They did the wave on offense again,
did
apparently.
They?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't there for
Jamie,
that.
Jamie, that's allowed. We found that out.
No, screw that. No.
And then they needed to call a timeout. They had to call a timeout.
What did Trevor Harris say to Britton Gray when he asked him about doing the wave on offense?
He'd rather them not.
Yeah, but basically he said, I don't even really notice.
But he'd rather them not.
Well, yeah, he said, if I hold my hands up because you're too loud, then be quiet. But so it didn't seem to bother them today. That was a pretty good offensive performance and an outstanding defensive performance.
Let's go to Koshin Ocean. Brad, what are you thinking on a 29-9 win tonight?
Hello.
Yeah, Brad, what are you thinking tonight?
Oh, hey, we actually came to the game today. It was awesome. I actually sat right up from Locker, so I told him I would call and give Jamie the gears about making him sit in section 530 and not get a good press seat. But
I'm amazed they let him in the building.
Oh, it was great to meet him. He's a beauty. But he said Jamie's got all the knowledge and he just does the side stuff. But anyway, I'm really here to get after Daryl. Like, that was an obvious pass interference. And so I'm glad you gave us that to play of the game, Daryl. But that is a no-brainer. I don't know what official Cropper was doing there by keeping that flag in his pocket, but that definitely was the turning point. And, you know, anybody who's calling right now, we're 8-1. And if you told anybody we're 8-1 going into the 10th week of the season, I think that this whole province would be pretty pumped. So I think we just got to keep riding this, boys. And it was an awesome game today. Awesome to be in the stadium, not sitting out at the Koshin Ocean for once. But we'll be back out there next week cheering them on from Calgary. But
Brad, I'm curious on how optimistic you are. We do have a bet with Sean from Pilot Butte, a 16-2 record for the Riders. Do you think they can go 8-1 in the back half like they did in the front half?
Ooh, 16-2. I think I'm going to go 15-3.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm going to go 15-3.
So Brad thinks we will get brisket if it's 15-3 from Sean, but I'm starting to get a little bit nervous, gentlemen. I'm glad Darren didn't make the 13-win bet this year like he did last year.
We'd be buying him. Whew. And that was such a great highlight that night. He brought in the tomahawk steaks. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he shot me pictures, and I was like, man.
I still dream of those steaks.
That's the biggest I've seen you smile.
Hey, that was beautiful, man.
Thanks, Darren. Those were memorable, man. Those were the best steaks of all time.
But I haven't seen your wedding pictures, so I don't know. Maybe there's a bigger smile that day. But Brent, you're next. Brent, what are you thinking on this Rider team right now?
You know, I can tell you guys, the Green Zone, I've never seen you happier in some time. But it's very impressive. The last two games, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are starting to show their fans some metal. And winning 34-6 in Montreal, honestly, I never expected the team to play this well. Sure, they keep it close in the first quarter, but they were going against the wind. But that defense is pretty special, and I hope Malik Carney is up for the next game. I appreciate the pressure that team showed and the ability to stop Hamilton, in the second half. That was impressive. My concern is too, like several of you, I think they got to bring competition in for Brett Laufer. He's struggling. And, it cost them 8 points on two missed field goals where they got two single points. And, when Corey Mace, and I still don't agree with those 2-point conversions. Shame on Corey Mace. You can't do that. You got to take the sure thing. And maybe Laufer isn't kicking that well, but you got to go for the extra point. What if they would have lost by a single point? It wouldn't be Laufer that would be taking the blame. It would be Corey Mace. And those things you got to kind of clean up. Just one other comment, too. One thing that really frustrates me is the CFL's inability to pick up things like when Caleb Sanders scored a touchdown. We saw in the replay that it was a legitimate fumble, and the referee blew it down and said the play was dead, to my knowledge. And if it was dead, Montreal should have had the football, not Saskatchewan. But you can't make those bungled plays and be professional referees in the CFL. You got to make the right call. And as I've said before, you got to get rid of the command center. It's an absolute joke.
Yes. Yay.
Brent for commissioner.
The God center's got to go. Yeah. The 2-point conversion, though, I didn't have a trouble with him. I don't think he was.
The first one was to go up by
9-6.
To go up by three. Sorry.
They were 7-6, so they went for two to go up 9-6. And the second one, they were up 26-6 and went for two to go
we
up.
We think one. They went for two because Brett Lawther was kicking into the wind for the PAT. And
you think
that
so?
I think he was
trying to go up 22 points rather than 21, which I guess doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And see, I was trying to figure it out too, but I'm like, well, they've already beaten the Tarcats. They don't need points or anything.
It wouldn't
right?
matter
like,
east-west anyway, yeah, okay. Belton, so they don't need to worry about that. But I was just thinking, you go up 22, it's one of those better numbers. They're up 20. When I go up 21, 27, 26. 28-6 is a little bit more. You got to get a two-pointer. Yeah. And I just thought that that's what they were doing. I don't think maybe it was, but I don't think that he was worried about Laufer at that stage. I don't think he ever worries about Laufer, and that's why that he has confidence.
Well, he didn't hesitate to put him out there for the 59-yarder. Right.
At the end of the game, too. Yeah. That was 14-yarder that we could have kicked.
187. Well, careful.
Hey, I've kicked 21. 21's my – no, 23 is my record. Sorry.
Next time you're in practice, they'll roll you out there and want to see one.
That,
and they're only giving you one chance.
That was a long time ago, Jamie. That's not,
okay. So you take it back. Maybe we can't make the 14-yard kick.
I can make a 14-yarder, sure.
I hope Brett heard that. Okay. Let's go to Tracy in Saskatoon next. Tracy, what are you thinking tonight?
I just wanted to make one point about Laufer. brings back kind of deja vu a couple of years ago when everybody was calling for Mario Alford needing to be pushed and need to bring somebody in or we need to get rid of him. I think maybe we just need to give Brett a chance. That's all.
Hey, Tracy, that's a fair comment because what happened with Mario Alford? We're all eating crow now. Because now we're just like, when's about Alford back? Because Dre McRae can't catch the ball.
Tracy's point's fine. One way or the other, I don't say bring somebody in. I say you either you're staying with them or you're getting rid of them. So if you say you're staying with them, that shows.
Belton's cutting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm bringing in competition and not cutting him and letting him see how he does push.
What's his numbers again?
66%.
22 for 33.
All right.
That's not a good kicker.
It's not, no, fellas.
No, that's and back in the age of this. That's the 1960s ratio for kickers, making 66% of their kicks.
He missed 11 kicks all of last season. He's already missed 11 halfway through the year.
And we were worried about him last year, too, right?
And a lot of the kicks, it's not like they're 50-yarders or, you know.
Tonight was a 29-yarder.
These are, right? Close your eyes and you should hit this type kicks.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, you should be able to.
All I know is it's a long season, and
Dallas's point may come true, right?
No, what is it? Nostradamus.
Nostradamus.
Oh man, I heard that. I was like, my goodness.
He says it's going to hurt in the Grey Cup. My words, Dallas said.
Hey, bring somebody
cause the
in.
Riders in the Grey Cup.
Dallas got me scared right now.
We continue here on the Green Zone Post Game Show. We got audio coming back from Corey Mace, Trevor Harris. And media did talk to Brett Lawther tonight, and you'll hear it with the Belton Johnson's Beasts and Beefs game. Warriors, Unsung Heroes. More time for your calls here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.